Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. And this week, an excerpt from KBIA's daily talk show, The Check-In with Janet Saidi. On April 15th, one of the guests was Mary Beck. She's the chief nursing officer for MU Healthcare and a professor at MU's Sinclair School of Nursing. During the COVID-19 pandemic, nurses have been playing a larger-than-ever role in response to the crisis. So Dr. Beck spoke about some of the ways nurses have been trained and how they're continuing to get prepared in case we see more cases in mid-Missouri. Here's Janet.
Mid-Missouri hasn't seen the kinds of surge in cases yet that we've seen in big cities. What are you expecting in case surge, and how are you preparing nurses and others for a potential case surge?
So there's been tremendous work done. So we already have identified the patients that are in-house that are either COVID positive or that it's pending results. We have a specific for our COVID-positive patients, a specific area that they're cared for. We have an ICU unit and a progressive care unit that is very secure area. And then we have staff that obviously have been trained to manage these patients. So our staff on our critical care unit, it's a pulmonary disease primarily if they are in the ICU. And so we have nurses that are just well-versed, very comfortable taking care of this type of patient because they do in their, for all the patients that we care for that would come into that unit. The other thing that we've done is really say, if the big surge hits, how would we add beds? Where would be the next units that we would go to? How would we staff those? So we have a very comprehensive plan that moves throughout the organization to make sure we have enough critical care beds, ventilators. Of course, our ongoing personal protective equipment that includes the masks, gowns, and gloves. And then we also have looked at for patients that do not have COVID that we still need to take care for to make sure that we have adequate beds for them.
What is this like for nurses organizing operations and responding to this pandemic in a rural setting?
You know, they all are in different levels of preparation, but there are so many resources. So the Missouri Hospital Association has worked extensively to find best resources. And I will say there's a great deal of sharing among all facilities of things that are working that we can share with each other. So our staffing plans, like we shared, I think in late March, we actually presented a webinar for nurse leaders across the state through the Missouri Hospital Association on our staffing plan. What are those things to take into consideration? And so that was open to anyone, any nurse leader across the state, and really to think about the opportunities for creating labor pools. How would you look to perhaps even bring in retired nurses or other healthcare providers and professional nurses? And then what could the training look like?
That was Dr. Mary Beck speaking with host Janet Saidi during KBIA's The Check-In. You can find more of their conversation from April 15th's show online at kbia.org. Production on The Check-In is done by KBIA's Christopher Husted with assistance from Zia Kelly, Madison Conti, and Hannah France. But for now, that's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.